Radio. Can you hear me now?
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
In Canada, being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the Armed Forces, RCMP, and Federal Public Service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then, people pushed back. Visit Love in a Dangerous Time, Canada's LGBT Purge. Exhibition on now at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
Just throw the money in the wind when I'm gone.
This is Dan Frechette. You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
Let the wind sing an empty song.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will listen to and learn from people who don't look like me.
I commit to find the strength to work on my own implicit biases, to better educate myself, and to encourage those around me to do the same.
I will listen actively and respectfully.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Sookrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sookrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sookrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sookrum's.
UMFM runs on people power. Over 100 volunteers show up every week to build shows from scratch, choosing the music, shaping the conversations, and creating something you won't hear anywhere else. No scripts, no corporate voice, just real people making real radio. Right now, that community is coming together for Pledge-A-Rama with one goal, $34,000 by May 1st. Because everything you hear depends on listener support. So if UMFM matters to you, step in and be a part of it. Call 204-474-6610 or visit umfm.com/donate and make your pledge. We've got some great UMFM merch as a thank you, but the real impact is keeping this platform open for the people who make it. Help us hit $34,000 by May 1st. Friends, let's do this together.
UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the
third.
Woo! Can you believe it's this time of year already, Noah?
I can't. It's hard to believe. I mean,
Pledge-A-Rama, baby.
It is. Pledge-A-Rama.
Can you believe it? 2026 Pledge-A-Rama has arrived.
It's a special time. It's a historic time.
We're at about 18K.
That's amazing. That shows how much people really care about, you know, the potential of this place.
Our goal is in the high 30s.
Yep.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah. Yep.
Get those pocketbooks open, folks.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people, good people like yourself, listening to this right now. There's no coincidence about it that you're hearing this message. You have a few cents.
I always wanted a radio show on UMFM.
It seems like an impossible dream.
As a young fella, yes.
And yet...
I remember Quinn and I, years ago, when they had the beer gardens here on campus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we were drinking all day long. And we were like, okay, let's go. We had great ideas. We were going to pitch a show, and we just came in and like, ah! And...
You came in here.
Jared was here, I remember. He's like, you know, sometimes people just come on in here. Saying they want to start a show.
Yeah, well,
but they don't follow through. But I'm really glad I you know.
You're not like other people.
That's right. That's right. Hard work, focus, and discipline.
And this is, yeah, like, this
Did
is open
volunteering.
For... Mm-hmm.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're taking it back to the basics tonight.
What does that mean?
Two turntables and a microphone.
Oh my God, that's analog.
Analog.
Yeah. Well, that's
well,
a classic.
Two turntables and two microphones, I should say.
Now, do these...
Because we've been farting around on YouTube. We've been we've been playing our music off YouTube, which is fun.
It's permittable.
Yeah.
But I mean, do these records have ads?
That's right. No, though. There's no Canadian Tire ads on these records. This is MF Doom Special Herbs.
Wow.
Yep. From the box set.
The box set.
This belongs to Quinn, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Anyways.
Well, the wax is spinning, and it's wonderful technology. I mean, but there must be some upkeep that, to keep those records running smoothly. I mean,
well, that's just it.
Yeah,
that's just it. So right now, every year we do this Pledge-O-Rama,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of hardworking folks, a lot of volunteers here at UMFM. It's a very, very, very near and dear to my heart.
For sure. Lots of people.
When it comes to the local art scene.
It's a special treasure.
Yeah, whether it's, UMFM has their fingers in all kinds of pies. Whether it's, concerts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Supporting local breweries, things of that nature.
Yeah, I know there's more than
lots of stuff on campus.
Mm-hmm. The diversity of the content, like the amount of times I've tuned in for such different types of shows that have changed my thinking about a lot of things. It's wonderful. Like, it's a real gift to have a platform for everyone, anyone.
Yeah. Yeah, UMFM, the ambassador to the creative arts here in our very, very own friendly Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Yeah, real.
So, you can call in 204-269-8636.
That's easy to remember, right? 204.
You can also go online.
Yeah.
UMFM. Google it.
Yeah, UMFM or Pledge-O-Rama takes you there, too.
We take PayPal, Visa...
Yeah.
You don't even have to, let's say, you want to do one of the, because there's some really sweet incentive packages.
They're so cool. They're so cool.
Like, if you were to donate, let's say, $250, you're getting buttons, stickers, magnets, pins, two coffee mugs, two UMFM pledge t-shirts, a UMFM tumbler, a UMFM long sleeve, and a new UMFM hoodie, and then you get entered in a bunch of cool draws.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you can break up those payments. Let's say if you wanted to, bi-weekly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's so many options. I like how, it's very inclusive for however, whatever feels right for you.
What's going on with you?
When I was walking up to this building that UMFM is in, this beautiful building that's nicely maintained, thanks to the support of everyone, I found a bee. It looked like a honey bee.
Holy crap.
It looked like passed away on the gravel on the sidewalk on the road, the crosswalk. But I picked it up and I held it in my cupped it in my hand for a bit and I blew some warm air on it. Its antennas started to move a little bit, so I knew that it wasn't dead and I shouldn't leave it just on the walking path.
Okay.
So I thought about where's going to be the nearest place that'll get some nice sun in the morning, and I found an area. That will, and I sort of placed it with the residual heat that I gave it, with maybe enough to kind of reposition itself for the night, because it seemed to not be able to move because it's kind of cold now. So I might have saved that bee, and save the bees, right? That's what Joe Strummer always said.
Bless your heart. Riddle me this.
Yes.
The other day there was a mosquito in my car.
Wow.
So what I'm wondering, is it possible that mosquito has been in there? Is that last year's mosquito?
In a state of winter dormancy?
Is that even possible?
I feel like it is possible.
Really?
And I'm not an entomologist. But I try to be an etymologist. I'm an amateur etymologist.
Is this the study of insects?
No, that's the study of words. But I am also an amateur entomologist too. I mean, like, I know a bit about bugs.
And, okay, which one's the insect one?
Entomology.
ENT.
Yep. Mm. Yeah. So, other than that, I'm enjoying the growth of the plants. It's all visible. I'm excited about all sorts of things. And, you know, the world's changing. You know, there's books coming out that are great. There's, you know, opportunities to do some new things. And so that's exciting. And I'm in the mood for good music all the time, you know?
Let's rock. Like I said, we're doing all vinyl records. Mm-hmm. This I found at home, and I don't remember buying it, but I've listened to it recently. It was purchased in a dollar bin at Music Trader. Hmm. And the R&B group is Eternal. The track is called So Good.
Wow, I'm excited for this.
And it would be oh so good, folks. And you know what? I read out the incentive for $250, but I do want to say we have all levels. Like any little bit of money goes a long, long way.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So
and it's
something
just
to consider, folks.
And
I appreciate your donation, man. That was very very generous of you.
Oh, well, you know, we all gotta give a little bit, but you know.
That's right. That's right. So it would be oh so good, folks, if you were to make just a small donation to the station.
A lot of people are doing just, you know, whatever they can. It's so appreciative, and you really are helping the next year this maintain a beautiful place for anyone and everyone to tell news in a local way, to express whatever art they like.
That's
right. It's a special place.
Like you said, there's a lot of diversity on this station. Whether it's music, politics. I like to think, you know, this show is kind of the, we like to balance things out on this, that, and the third. We don't get too cerebral here.
Well, yeah, you know, we lean towards the silly sometimes.
That's right.
But I mean, it's, yeah, I've heard all sorts of things on this station. It's a historic radio station.
And so it's nice to have this as a weekly vehicle for schmucks like us to kind of,
yeah,
get
like
our yeah's out.
And this is a time to like get your giving energy out, right? Like you've got all this pent up giving energy, right? Maybe your girlfriend likes the station, so you want to give. Maybe your boyfriend likes the station, so you want to give, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe your parents like the station, so you want to give. Maybe your boss likes the station, so you want to give. Maybe you want to give for yourself. Maybe you want to give for me. It's time to take all that energy and just let it out right now.
Woo! We'll be back in a bit, folks.
We'll be right back. step. Like it's hot. Hey, pump, drop, drop, like it's hot.
Spending money,
drop,
man.
Drop, like it's step to this. Drop, drop, like it's hot.
Spin around,
drop,
money.
Drop,
yeah, y'all can hear me.
Like it's hot. Drop, drop, like it's hot.
I got the radio on, and I'm pouring shit on. Don't let them hear the piss, cause I gotta get along.
No steroids can make you hit what I'm pitching. Chef Boyardee is back in the kitchen. You zigging is scratching, my zigging is itching. Don't keep pacing, make these dudes blow they pistons. Yes, making peace stands for polish. None of y'all are sweet up with heat, and this is obvious. I'm Ron Artest, laying down to your garbage while my zigging to the street pushing shit like Ben Wallace. And any of y'all could get it, even fans in the stands. These guns is the sun, don't catch a tan with your man. I'm no Cheeto, trust this is Rio. Everything is grande, nothing is poquito. Security's behind me with the torpedo, cause the wrist stay frigid. How you say it? Frio. Oh, where I'm from in Virginia, we say Chio, and the ends of the quarter million. But
spin around, drop, like it's hot. Hey, drop, drop, like it's hot.
Spending money,
drop,
man.
Drop, like it's hot. Hey, drop, drop, like it's hot.
Spin around,
drop, drop, like it's hot. Hey, drop, drop, like it's hot.
I got the
Google, take me on this one.
Sean Dunn, and I'm the best.
I got haters on my jizzock, plus the freaking kissops. All of whom wanna hit me with shizzops till I drizzop. Thank God for hip hop, oh I be in the bizox. Jail or casket, either way you reside. But now I'm so fresh, you can smell me through a ziplock. Mr. S, this eye, it's not gonna stiss eye. Too much pizzazz for these piss ass niggas to get past. Too cool for kissops, the toughest.
Looks like it's gonna be a great day today to get some fresh air like a stray on a straightaway. Hey you, got a light? Nah, a Bud Light. Early in the morning, face crud from like a mud fight. Looky here, it's just the way the cookie tear. Prepare to get hurt and mangled like Kurt Angle rookie year. The rocket scientist with the pocket wine list. Some even say he might need some psychiatrist. Dole, are you pondering what I'm pondering? Yes, why would the darn thing be wandering? Just a foundling, barely worth fondling. My posse's on Broadway like mama, I want to sing. Mad plays the bass like the race card. Villain in the place to break shards and leave a face guard. Groovy dude, not to prove to be rude, but this stuff is like what you might put on movie food. What is jalapenos? Get it like a whooping when you holler at your seniors. Dollar, you can overhear the hashish fiender. He just came from over there, the grass is greener. Last wish, I wish I had two more wishes. And I wish they fixed the door to the Matrix's mad glitches. Flip so many verses, sometime my jaw twitches. One thing this party could use is more booze. Put yourself in your own shoes and stay away from all the pairs of busted things he don't use. He only keep them to decorate. If you wanna peep him, select a date and bring a deep check like Chef Mate. I kid you not, on the dotted line sign. Ever since a minor, kids consider him some kind of Einstein on a diamond mine grind. She was dumb fine, but not quite the type that you might wanna wine and dine. Couldn't find a pen, had to think of a new trick. This one he wrote in cold blood with a toothpick. On second thought, it's too thick. His assistant said, Doom, you sick. He said, true, through acoustics. Psycho, flow is drowning Larry's seasoning. With micro power, he's sounding right reasoning. It's easy as pie, 3.14. One more, one false move, and it done for.
Checkmate it. She claims she loves my mind, cause I'm so intelligent, but f*** my mental. She was scheming on my mint, evil intentions, too deep, plenish the fun. She tried to jinx me with the tushy, said f*** the mask and gun. I was a fool to fall in lust with this evil genius. She had me bothered, she ain't got sh- but man, she loves it plush. Whipping, I whip and sucking up my cannabis. Back in the days, I wore the scraper for this caper, but I realized it wasn't me, it was the paper.
Cause ain't no fiends coming in between me and my dreams. See what I mean, black? I back is the paper.
Let me kick it about the digits that I've collected. Long distance and disconnected. It's getting hectic. Before my record, they didn't show it, but now they throw it, hoping that they'll get drunk off more wet or crystal. But that's not my particular style and taste. My name ain't Herb and I ain't got loot to waste. I ain't got time to waste. Bad honeys is all up in my face. Crazy ignorant, sweating links, mixing shit, cosmetic. But deep down, derelict, fake players never get out the project. It's pathetic the way she bends for dividends. I tried the jeweler, but she tried to get a drink at the end of our conversation. I did not have the patience. Slid off to the next Asian. She said, what you do? I said, what? She said, you know your occupation. So I broke the f*** out. In 1997, that's what it's all about. But I won't go that route. Back in the days, Biz said it was the vapors. But today, I realize that it's the papers.
Cause ain't no fiends coming in between me and my dreams. See what I mean, black? I kiss the paper. Cause ain't no fiends coming in between me and my dreams. See what I mean, black? I kiss the paper. Cause ain't no fiends coming in between me and my dreams. See what I mean, black? I kiss the paper. Kiss the paper. Kiss the paper.
Back on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the
third.
It's Pledgerama, baby.
It is.
And the number that I gave out about 10 minutes ago You can totally call that number, 204-269-8636. That'll take you directly to myself and the N-Dog. Or you call 204-474-6610.
That's right.
You can make a pledge over the phone. Any amount of money will go a long, long way.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, would you mind reading to us, Noah, what you get if you donate $25?
Oh my goodness. So check this out. And you can see this on the website. For $25, you're going to get UMFM buttons. Nice buttons. Stickers. And I've seen these stickers on a lot of cool people's, you know, things.
Well, I remember you saying that when you see someone out in the wild rocking the UMFM merch, it's almost a judgment of character, but it's like, okay, that's a good person.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's like a badge of, yeah.
If you're a real asshole and you want to, you know.
Yeah, blend in.
Blend in, you can.
Disguise yourself as a good
person. Disguise yourself with a bunch of UMFM stuff.
But you also get a UMFM magnet for your fridge.
That's what I do.
Well, you're not quite a saint.
Right. That's right.
But you're pretty, I don't know. There's a lot of different things you can call you. Like,
anyways, we're getting off track. $25.
Oh, yeah. So then you get two UMFM enamel pins. Enamel pins. I was curious about... Oh, man. I just missed a...
So our friend Kyle is in Vegas, and he wants to FaceTime. You can explain this, Noah?
Yeah, so we'll see if he'll pick up. He was just trying to call, but he's around the world. Otherwise, he'd be here.
Give me the sheet here.
What? Well, seems like he's not picking up.
Hang on.
So, but he no doubt is.
So our friend Kyle's in Vegas.
And he's,
hey, Henny.
Yeah.
And his plan is that he wants to, I guess, donate $40, but he's going to try and put it all on black or red or something.
Yeah.
And double his pledge.
Potentially double his pledge. And
Double his pledge. I don't know. What do you think of this? What do you think of this plan?
Well, I mean, I hope the favor is like that.
He just got out there today too, didn't he? I could have swore on his Instagram it looked like the flight landed a couple hours ago.
You know what? He's an editor of stuff. Maybe he released a video that he's been editing for a while. He has fun editing.
Oh!
That's why I was kind of hoping that we would take two video shots of me singing tonight and he would edit them into a music video.
Oh, cool.
But maybe, you know, at some point we'll do it.
So one thing about tonight's show, like I said, it's all vinyl records.
That's cool.
We're kicking it old school. So I think I'm just going to keep playing records. I'm not going to input every artist, album, song.
People won't know when they look back?
Well, I'm going to have it in the description.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The kinds
that's
of records that I'm pulling from. That one, so we did some, we've got MF Doom Special Herbs playing in the back.
Oh, yeah.
We've done some all kinds of stuff. This I picked up at Frenchie's Records in
Frenchie's. Frenchie's in St. B.
About 3 weeks ago. And it's a lot of familiar artists, but it's a bunch of remixes. Can you make any sense of what it's all about?
So, you know, you got people on there like Snoop.
There's a hot chick on there.
Yeah, there's a...
On both sides.
Yeah. So
Lethal Weapon.
It's called Lethal Weapon. It's... I'm gonna... You know, to be honest, it's... It almost looks like it's the cover of a... Like one of those X-rated...
Like an adult magazine.
Yeah, that's sort of okay. The vibe that this record gives off. It's like a... Yeah, it's called Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, but that movie came out in 87.
Oh, maybe these are... I've never seen it. Maybe these are characters from the movie. Is that a character from the movie?
I couldn't tell you. Never actually have seen Lethal Weapon.
Oh, we're both a
couple of guys just.
Well, you're a pacifist, right?
What?
A pacifist?
Why?
Well, or a conscientious objector.
Okay, what are you throwing propaganda lyrics at me for?
No, it's not propaganda lyrics. It's just that you're. I just meant that you're a peaceful guy. You're not a warmonger.
Right, right. We all have a boiling. We all have a boiling point, though.
Wow. Yeah. Even you could be comparable to some of the historic tyrants in the world.
Shut up. you're a funny guy.
I'm just kidding.
Right. See, you say stupid shit like that, and I get thrown off.
Off course, right?
Yeah. Off course. So we're gonna get back to the music.
We're gonna.
Back to basics. When all else fails, play music.
That's right. That's the motto here.
Yep. All right. On this.
That.
And the.
Third.
It's only one thing better than cheddar. Life is a puzzle, I put it together. I'm like DMC, my run tougher than leather. I come from an era of golf hats, ball caps, pit hats with feathers, plaid slacks with the button-up jackets to match. I blast that, any knucklehead rap, I gotta chuckle at that. Rap black belt, but the buckle is back. Pro rap, what you wanna do? Nothing with that. You suck like a Figaro where you whack. Know it and they talk to your back behind closed doors and get a good laugh like that factory Brazilian Daddy rap. Your name ain't Seinfeld if you black. My clientele sell more than the that Reagan let in. You're making good friend at the Holiday Inn. She looked like a twin.
One thing's for certain, two things for sure. Nowhere to work in, nowhere to grow. A crazy place we are. I'm praying for the best of times. Oh, yeah.
My mind is like a peace book. I can't get no peace wherever I look. My own worst enemy, even the evil get shook. For the violence, the fans turn finicky. Silly of me to think that I could untie that ribbon in the sky. Senior citizens deny the insure isn't as pure. They require that same sugar high. Rely on religion if your heart's missing. It won't work, circuits all written. Emerge, make them all listen. Some rehearse them devilish words and put the hurt in them. I mean the hurting on them. Wicked without warning. Been the whole year, shed a tear for them. A year since I heard from them. I don't care, I know where I'm going.
One thing's for certain. Oh, yeah. Two things for sure. Nowhere to work and nowhere to grow. Yeah. A crazy place we all pray for the best of time.
Got your bait, a lot of fruitcake, baby. When Adam met the Eden lady, they're walking in the streets and they're driving cars. They're all over the country and they're running hours. They're walking on the wounded and won the war. But what's the matter, people? What's worth fighting for? Cool it out. Fix that gauge or you run out of gas. A cool operator can make it last. Say from here to Indiana and across Illinois. We're rocking the girls and a popping on the boys. And let's put a little bitty on the little bam bam. The pill poppers up in our city. Bound track. The stars go in and the stars go out. What it's all about. And even when you're chilling out, you're wondering what's it all about.
Cool it.
Cool it out.
Glad.
we're back on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the
third.
We got the special herbs going on in the back.
MF Doom.
And I brought up a bunch. I have like the whole thing here, and for some reason I got unorganized and we're listening to the same record that we were listening to when we were on the air a couple minutes ago.
It's a double.
It looks like our current total here at UMFM
just jumped
$18,570.20.
That's crazy. This is really going getting up there.
Shout out to my grandpa Frank.
Thank you very much.
Who's listening away? And we appreciate the donations, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate anyone listening.
We appreciate just the people listen.
That's right. And I'd like to think there are people out there listening. I love tuning into UMFM when I'm in the car.
It's a nice one it's the best one to listen to.
Yep. Yep. I like to think we play some pretty good tunes here. Hopefully, I think we chat sometimes we get a little carried away with our chatting. I'm just thinking when I'm listening back, if I was like someone driving and I heard us going back and forth.
There's certain times of night when the chat is great to listen to.
That's right. That's right. I think sometimes we're in the pocket with, sometimes when we pick a theme and we actually kind of get some good stuff out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it flops.
Oh, we're floppy almost all the time.
So our friend Kyle K. Henny Henderson, he's in Vegas. He's not with us tonight, and the whole spiel was he wanted to do some sort of over-the-phone gambling, but he's saying it's not going to work.
Yeah, it's more challenging to actually do that than I guess we planned.
Yeah.
But I believe that right now he is gambling potentially for...
That's why he's there.
To make a huge donation if the chances align, right?
And you think, yeah, that's exactly what he's going to do, I think, if he wins big in Vegas.
Yeah, so that's...
How long is he there for?
I think he's there for 2 weeks.
No, he's not.
That's what he told me.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
That's way too long.
I told him that was too long. I said, that's way too long.
No, he's not. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
I can't tell if you're joking.
I'm 100% serious.
Kyle is going to be in Vegas for 2 weeks.
If not more. He said he might extend it. He's really.
You're full of crap, man.
I'm not. I wouldn't be.
I went to Vegas a long time ago, and even I was young, and I thought 3 days was enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a big gambler, though, mind you, but... Yeah, well, I think 2 weeks is far too long. And I guess if there's a lot of... You're in the desert. There's some cool stuff you can do.
Well, there's an illusion Grand museum Canyon. He was interested in. He says he was...
Ooh, the illusion museum. Is the illusion that you're going to win big?
I think... wow.
It's called a casino?
Wow, that's that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's... I think you kind of hit the nail on the... in the coffin, as they say.
Let's keep rocking, man.
We got
more records here.
I haven't
thought about this one in a long time.
Oh, okay.
I forget who gave me this. I think my friend Monty gave this to me.
Looks like an interesting record.
Side B.
Looks very pristine.
All right.
This looks local?
2014 release. No, this is Joyce Manor.
Joyce Manor.
Never Hungover Again is the album. And we're going to check out Catalina Fight Song.
That's also our motto.
Yes, that's right. Hangovers are no fun.
Oh my God, I hate how you can't eat.
Oh yeah?
Ugh, everything's just off. You can't even drink.
When's the last time? Well...
Oh, it's not too far in the past, but...
Yep. I'm very grateful to not have to experience those anymore.
That's great. Yeah, they're awful. And
when's the last time you had a hangover?
I remember one last summer that I think was particularly like all day in constant pain, just like hunched over, trying to hold my painful stomach, just throwing up after every sip of water.
Wow.
For so long until in the evening, someone offered me a little toke. And then it sort of helped me switch over into like having a bit of yogurt.
Anthony Bourdain said would cure was the ultimate hangover cure was a couple aspirin, a Diet Coke, and a cigarette.
Wow.
Yeah. And a joint. Maybe it was just the joint, not the cigarette, although he probably was having a cigarette. Anyways, Catalina fight song, Joyce Manor.
Listen up, Winnipeg, stand up.
Here it is.
Sunken city by the ocean.
You can teach the seventh grade. Do you think because you chose to, you always don't like the way you're supposed to? I'm the target of the mall. You're a bunch of what you're supposed to. There's no way you've been talking to certain people. Wonder how long since you collapsed. Pretty sure those people don't think about that. Who the fuck's on it now? So you can see by the ocean. They are never really had a drug phase. So you think you're fucking miserable now.
This is the Big O. I was just standing here thinking about you. Thought I'd write a song about you and dedicate it to you. Take a listen.
Faster. That'll be the hour they knock the slick blaster. Dick Dastardly and Muttley with sick laughter. A gunfight and they come to cut the mix master. ICE Cole, nice to be old. Y2G Steve twice to threefold. He sold scrolls, lo and behold. Know who's the illest ever, like the greatest story told. Keep your glory, gold and glitter. For half of his niggas to take him out the picture. The other half is rich and it don't mean shit to. Villain, a mixture between both with a twist of liquor. Chasing with more beer, tasting like truth for dear. When he at the mic, it's like the place get like, oh yeah. It's like they know what's about to happen. Just keep your eye out like I capping. Is he still a fly guy clapping if nobody ain't hear it? And can they testify from in the spirit? And living the true gods, giving y'all nothing but the lick like two broads. Got more lyrics than the church, got ooh lords. And he hold the mic in your attention like two swords. Or you the one with two blades on it. Hey you, don't touch the mic like it's AIDS on it. Yeah, it's like the end to the means. Fuck type of message that sends to the fiends. That's why he bring his own needles and get more cheese than Doritos, Cheetos or Fritos. Slip like Freudian in your first and last step to playing yourself like accordion. When he at the mic, you don't go next. Leaving pussy cats like why hoes need Kotex. Exercise index won't need Bowflex and won't take the one with no skinny legs like Joe Tex.
We're back on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This, that, and the
third.
This,
that,
and the
third.
Sorry, I shouldn't have done that. I switched it up on you on the final one here.
It's good to switch things up.
We got 18 seconds, man. Words of wisdom.
Oh, my God. Well, sometimes when you get caught up in your own problems so much, it helps to help others. And one thing that's always important is to help the people around you in some form of local community bonding thing. This doesn't have to be the U of M radio station. This is just one awesome thing that you can.
That's right.
But, you know, support the local people and help others. And you can do it by donating. This is one way.
Fantastic, fantastic. Call in, folks, 204-474-6610. Check out the website. You know, rock and roll. This has been a lot of fun doing the records.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot how much work it is, though.
Yeah.
Bouncing back and forth.
But thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Next week, because we forgot last week.
Mm-hmm.
This, that, and the third, a decade in the making.
Wow,
we're going to celebrate that next week.
That's wonderful. It's crazy. This is a show.
April 2016.
That hasn't been canceled yet.
That's
going on 10 years.
We're hanging on by a thread. We're skating on thin ice, but...
Well, might as well dance.
Ah, there's the propaganda.
Yeah.
All right, man. We'll see you. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Si vous avez présenté une demande d'indemnisation pour des sévices subis dans un pensionnat indien, sachez que les dossiers de votre demande sont protégés. Ils seront détruits en septembre 2027, à moins que vous ne choisissiez de les conserver ou de les partager. Pour en savoir davantage, composez le numéro sans frais 1-877-635-2648 ou consultez le site mesdocuments-monchoix.ca.